Hello, I'm Yvonne Halling at bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and today I'm going to talk about how to make sure that you meet your guests' expectations. Plus, I'm going to give you three things that you can do right now to reduce the risk of negative reviews or complaints due to unmet needs. The main reason that you may be falling short of meeting your guests' expectations is because you're unclear on what it is you offer and you don't understand what your guests are really looking for. If you think you're offering a bed for the night with a delicious breakfast in the morning, then I want you to think more deeply about the experience that you offer rather than just the nuts and bolts of it. The nuts and bolts are the bed and the breakfast. The experience is the kind of atmosphere or ambiance that you create that has your guests feeling a certain way, which will probably include the bed and the delicious breakfast, but it's not the whole thing. If you don't pay attention to the experiential element that you're creating, you're really missing the reasons why people choose bed and breakfasts, guest houses, inns or small hotels over large chains. Studies have consistently shown that your guests are looking for an emotional connection with you, with your property and with your area, where they can create memories with their loved ones. They're looking for a deeper connection to themselves and to life itself. And they can't get that at an anonymous chain hotel. They very often choose something small and intimate to relax and to pamper themselves and just get away from their everyday routines. And to have someone knowledgeable on the area who can help them is also really, really important. It doesn't matter where you're located or how you run things. If you focus on creating that more intimate, better than home from home experience for your guests, coupled with insider knowledge on your area, they will never be disappointed. So here's what you can do right now to make sure that your guests' expectations are always being met by you. Step number one, get really clear on who your guests really are and why they're coming to your property. You could even do a survey to find out. The more we know about our customers, the more we can understand them, and the more we understand them, the more they will love us, right? Step number two, make sure that your website is conveying precisely what you offer. Examine your homepage and read the text on it and ask yourself, does it inspire you? Or are you talking mostly about you and your awards? Take an hour to write something more emotional on your homepage that reflects the experience that you offer. Step number three, communicate clearly to all booked-in guests prior to arrival exactly how you roll, so that there's no grey areas, there's no room for ambiguity. If you don't take children, but guests keep showing up with unbooked in infants, then make sure that they know that they've made a mistake before they arrive so that you can put them straight. And don't be afraid to cancel bookings where a child has been entered into your system, and then go ahead and recommend somewhere else for them to stay. They'll be happy that you did this because they don't want to feel out of place any more than you do. Clear communication, emotional connections, and clarity on who you welcome and who you don't will eliminate the stress of not matching your guests' expectations very quickly. If you'd like to know more about how to not only meet but exceed your guests' expectations, streamline your business so that you can free up even more of your time, Then register below for my upcoming masterclass, where I'll show you how to make more, work less, pay less commissions, and have less stress. Click on the link below to register now, and I'll see you there.